Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harris is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. And he, AspireFA.com is his website. Making Mammoth Serve You is his book. I encourage you to check out all the things he does. He's a certified financial planner. He works with a lot of different people and organizations to help them with their financial planning. John, you got another topic you want to talk about, completely different from the last one.
Yeah, it's kind of sparked. It's something that comes up every once in a while when there's a disaster or an emergency. The events in Charlottesville recently reminded me of this again. And that's the simple fact that everyone needs to have an emergency kit, actually a couple of them, as just part of general preparedness. There's always people.
You're not talking about being a prepper, are you?
No, I'm not talking about building a room with a vault door, and, you know. But the kind of things that happen, you know, if you're caught in a terrorist situation and the people are, you know, the authorities are telling you to shelter in place and stay home for the duration, or if there's a, you know, with fall and winter coming, weather disasters become more common, from tornadoes and hurricanes to just severe thunderstorms with power outages. There are always situations where you find yourself kind of stuck. And I'm always amazed at the number of people you see on the news, for instance, when a tornado has come through. And people are lined up to get water from the National Guard or something like that, typically because most people don't have basic preparedness items on hand. I think that there's a kit you should have in every house, mm-hmm. in your car, and if you have a separate facility where your business is located, maybe in your business too. And it's just basic emergency kits that will get you through up to 3 days of, wow, we didn't see that coming.
Right. So what's inside?
Start with water. 1 gallon of water per person per day. If you have enough to get you through 3 days, you're probably okay. That's mm-hmm. enough for both drinking and sanitation.
And it's cheap. You buy it. I mean, it's like you can buy, of course, you can put it. You can draw your own out of the sink, but you can mm-hmm. buy the gallons at the store for nothing. I mean, it's like $3 for $2 or something like that.
Exactly. And you do the same with food.
The cheap water is as good as the expensive water, by the way, folks.
Exactly. It tastes the same.
Still has no calories and no fiber. Go ahead.
That's right. Food is the same way. A 3-day supply of non-perishable food, ideally food you don't have to cook. Something you
pork and beans.
You know.
Put pork and beans down. Those are good. Beanie weenies. How about it? But you want the kind that had the pop can tops, right? You don't want to have
So if it worst case scenario, you just have to open something and eat it, you can do that. Mm-hmm. A battery powered or a hand crank radio. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have anything battery powered, make sure you have fresh batteries on
batteries.
There.
Check those batteries.
Yeah, because you'd be surprised sometimes you find the Duracell batteries, and the expiration date was 5 years ago.
Flashlights.
You can rotate those out.
Flashlights.
Flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, a whistle if you need to signal somebody for help. Things like garbage bags.
Make sure you got a knife with you.
Mm-hmm. Garbage bags, towelettes, mm-hmm. Things for personal sanitation. Local cell phone charger with backup batteries, you know, both the charger you plug into your wall and one that works in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I put in what I like to call a bug-out kit, if you're on prescription meds, have a couple of days' worth of your meds already in the kit so that if you wake up, typical example is home fire, you wake up and smell smoke.
Right.
You don't have time to go around gathering stuff mm-hmm. if your house is on fire. So you can roll out of bed, grab this kit, everything you need's already in it. You head to your car and get out of there while you're calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
So things like your glasses or your contact lens solutions or your small children, then you want, you know, bottles and diapers and baby stuff like that, pet food, extra water for your pet, And some cash, good old American cash that nobody has anymore because we do right. everything with cards. But it's always good to have a little bit of cash in your kit. Household chlorine bleach is a good thing to have. Disinfects things.
Wow.
And
you have to be careful about that, though, because that can have fumes. If you're in a really tight place, the chlorine fumes could be. You got to be careful about that, though.
Yeah, you got to keep it tightly bottled.
Well, the main thing is you don't need a lot of it.
Right.
A small bottle of Clorox will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't get 2 gallons. I mean, just get a small bottle. And I'll tell you one other thing I'd like to recommend: duct mm-hmm. tape.
Yes.
Have a roll of duct tape in there. Let me tell you what someone I know. A stewardess told me this one time. She never traveled anywhere. All the hotels she stayed in when she traveled, she never traveled anywhere without her duct tape. She said, if you get a fire, you got to duct tape your door. She said, duct tape your door will keep the smoke out.
Yes, that can be a life-saving situation.
You
right
could rappel out of a window with duct tape, for God's sake.
Yeah. So, hey, there's a website, ready.gov. ReadyGov that is about preparedness for all sorts of different emergencies, some of which are less likely than others. I mean,
what about a weapon? You didn't talk about a weapon. Would you take a recommended weapon?
Yeah, I'm
going to be armed.
If you come,
banging on my sanctuary, my prepper hole, I'm going to be armed.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's something that will vary depending on the person's location.
Yeah.
Some states have constitutional carry, and some states it's a big long permitting process.
If I'm in a place where you can't have a constitutional carry, I'm still going to be armed.
If the situation calls for it,
the Constitution won't help you if you get into a situation where you need to be protected. It will not protect you when you're that situation where it might be anarchy. You got to protect yourself, folks. All right, quick break. John Harrison and I will be right back. AspireFA.com is his website. We're going to talk about apps.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.